Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, we know that the Celtics are waiting for their first-round opponent, and Foyer on Friday night, it'll be a battle in Miami between what looks like the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat against the Chicago Bulls, who are likely to be without Alex Caruso, who apparently is dealing with a knee injury. But Foyer, as you and I touched on, this is more about the Celtics than it is anything else. It isn't about the opponent. We know the Celtics have the ability and the talent to beat everybody in their path in the Eastern Conference, and then you kind of see where the chips fall come the NBA Finals. I think the difference is we're hearing the kind of stuff out of the Auerbach Center that makes us feel good, right? Let's start with Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown, now about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, some of the thought might have been, and we heard this from Jason Tatum, well, it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. You know, I'm a superstar type thing. And, hey, we know we're going to get over the hump. We just got to keep banging away. But that's really not the tack that Jaylen Brown is taking on this team not getting ahead of themselves.
I just take it day by day. You start trying to think about the end result, and I think that just messes you, man. Like, that just throws you off. Like, you got to have almost, you got to be ready to die at any moment, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you got to be ready to lose or go home at any moment. So you got to treat it with that level of awareness and that level of, like, survival. You're thinking about the end goal and already, like, you know, we've never even been there. But you're thinking about the end goal and you're, like, rubbing your stomach. You know, teams are, you know, that's how they get you. So you got to have that high level of alertness. You got to have that high level of, like, survival at all times.
Love it.
What a great answer.
I love it. That's how they get you.
The rub your belly. That's a good line.
Oh, man, it's so good. Like, and it's. I don't feel weird getting excited about them saying the right thing. It's like I'm not ashamed of it. That it turns me on.
You know what, though? But isn't
it? Play some Marvin Gaye.
But isn't it a little different? Okay, maybe we need to get into the 2000s here in terms of your horny music. But nevertheless,
it's always horny music.
Well, I mean, you with your wide age range, you went from Marvin Gaye to, you know.
Let's get it on. Works
Boys to Men, whatever. but I think a part of the reason we can get excited for what they're saying is because we've all been along for the ride. It's not like this is a free agent who has come into town a la, say, Kristaps Porzingis or someone like that, or traded for and then stays around and then is saying this stuff. It's one of the Jays. It's one of the dudes who's been here since he was 19 years old. We've seen them grow up. We have the ability to be like, hey, guess what? We know how far you've come.
Yeah, now play Jaylen Brown talking over it. Now you really want to see me? Can I get the room to myself, please? Oh, there's
a lady
here.
Outside.
There's like
the
kids everywhere.
Kids and ladies outside.
You start trying to think about the end result, and I think that just messes you, man. Like, that just throws you off. Like, you gotta have almost, you gotta be ready to die at any moment.
Ready to die at any moment. Awareness and survival. That's how they get you. Yes, that is how they get you. You know why? This has nothing to do with me as far as, like, hey, going along for the ride. Like, how we've been there. No, it shows me that they have grown up.
Yes.
And they have collected. you know, so many life lessons over the last 3 years. So, and then everyone, oh, they're such a young team. No, they are the most experienced young team I've ever seen in the NBA. Collectively, all of them, you know, from when they came in, all the times. Remember all the times we heard about all the different Eastern Conference championships that they had played in. Then they finally get to the NBA Finals and they have a lead on Golden State. But Golden State was the older, mature team, and they weren't freaking out. They had already learned those lessons. And then we kept talking about the Pistons and how they came up. The 80s, the Pistons, the Isaiah Thomas Pistons. You talk about the Chicago Bulls with right. Jordan, you know, the Lakers, and how each team had so much talent, but there was another team ahead of them, and they would get to a level, and then they would lose. And they would go again, and then they would lose. And finally, they had figured out and collected all the data and all the information, so they, when somebody asked them about the postseason, they would say, we don't mean talk about it. That's how they get you. They catch you sleeping. They catch you reading your own clippings. They catch you admiring your work.
Yep.
Right? Or thinking that you could just walk over a team because they were struggling. No, no, no. Thank God. Like, that's why, as far as confidence level, I mean, it's got to be high as a fan. Listen, as a player, you gotta regulate it. You really got to just, you know, not get too high, not get too low, never take a team for granted. Obviously, just go out there with a killer instinct. Like, it's about survival. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, listen, you should get excited about the way he's speaking. This is not like, hey, I'm just doing this for the fans. I'm doing this for clicks. I'm doing this for bites. I'm doing this for headlines. I think they truly, truly believe it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And let's add on top of that the other superstar, Jason Tatum. And you mentioned the awareness, the experience, we see things differently now. I never really wondered if the Celtics kind of cared about home court. And I'm talking about like, no, we don't lose here type caring. Not, yeah, we'd love to be the number one seed. It's the, no, you're not going to come in here and do that to us. Jason Tatum on defending the home court.
It's had to do to be better at home in the playoffs. That's been kind of a struggle.
Yeah, I think not take it for granted. Right? I think in the past, we just felt like coming back home, we had the advantage and, you know, we were supposed to win and maybe relax a little bit, you know, necessarily probably take the opposite approach that, you know, maybe feel like our back is against the wall when we come home, have some better outcomes.
Yeah, so that's, I feel like there's a little human nature in his explanation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, you're at home and you had the advantage. So, you know, subconsciously, it's not as hard as being on the road. So, you know, maybe, you know, we're going to still try, but it's easier because we have our fans. No. No, it's a terrible way of thinking. It's horrible. I love it. It gets me going. I love it. I love it. I love it. They are going to, whoever they play, they are going to sweep.
Oh, in the first round?
Absolutely.
Woo!
Yeah, play it. Come on, Marvin.
Man, I don't even know if the series odds are up yet.
It doesn't even matter. They are going to, if it's the Bulls, because your options are the Bulls
yep.
or the Heat, either team is going to get swept. Have a good offseason. That when I meet him before the game and he starts talking to the refs and all that other stuff, hey, I'm just going to tell you now, have a good offseason. What do you mean? No, have a good offseason. Your bags should be packed. Your car should be running because it'll be obviously in Miami or in Chicago when they finally close it out. just have your car running and your bags packed. Here, I got your first class upgrade because I know you're a cheapo.
So the Celtics series props, let's see here. I'm looking for a series winner. It doesn't say. So they haven't posted anything yet. Cavs are a minus 195 favorite series over the Magic. 76ers are the minus 115 favorite over the Knicks. I'm just looking in the East. And then Bucks Pacers, even money for the series.
Wow.
How about that?
You know that whole collision course with Milwaukee that you thought you were going to get before the season started?
Might be a little problem.
I mean, is it fair to say it literally is like Celtics versus the field?
It is. Well, right now, yeah. Because the Knicks have dealt with some injuries. Clearly, the Bucks are not what people thought they were going to be, but they're still the most dangerous team in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion. Cleveland did a great job of getting Donovan Mitchell, but they still need more to kind of take the next step. And, you know, the 76ers got a little life in them. That's the one team that I wonder that's a 7-8 seed who might be able to at least make a little bit of noise or push New York further than maybe people would think. But at the end of the day, all on the Celtics. Whereas I think with the Bruins, it's, you know, get the right opponents, things like that. It's a little more complicated because the Bruins just don't blow doors the way the Celtics do. But you're right. In this first round series, if the whomever it is, I almost said the Bulls because I think the Bulls are going to win because Butler's down. But they sweep the Bulls.
I almost feel like they are going in. And Joe Mazzulla, I know we're not going to play right now because we got to get to the trending. But it is, I almost feel like there's like this, Joe Mazzulla has got like the Cobra Kai like mentality. You know, sweep the leg, Mr. You know, sweep the leg. No mercy, no nothing. Not my fault that you suck. My bad. When we're up 20 points, we're not going to have mercy on you. We're going to try to get it to 30.
Nor should
that is what we are going to do. That's what I think it has ultimately changed. You give him a lot of credit for managing this year, but ultimately – you're turning them into a bunch of psychos, a bunch of psycho killers.
What's crazy to think is that if the Celtics make an East final and then an NBA final, we're going to focus on 14 games with Joe Mazzulla. It almost feels unfair, but that's really
But that's the reality. You'll do it with players, too. You'll do the same thing with Tatum, with the great season that he had, Porzingis and Holiday. What a great role player. Man, he never complains. You know what? You will be – all those guys will be judged on the 14 games. That's the way it should be.
That's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. It really is. The Bruins will be an agonizing grind, I think, but the Celtics will just be a hell of a lot of
fun. And here's what I think Joe Mazzulla doesn't want, even though during the regular season he wanted close games. He wanted things to be tough. He wanted them to kind of figure things out on their own. Not anymore. We don't need it. We don't need any life lessons in the playoffs.
I'm with you. Now it's go win. Now it's Al Davis.
Just win, baby.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.